Today's daf is Erevin daf Samach, as we are in the end of the fifth parak in Meseches Erevin, second to last daf, and we are on Nun Tesam Abeis. We will start right after the story that we had between two Amoraim, and we're still discussing the halacha that's quoted in the Mishnah, that if you started out with a city of Rabim and it became a city of a Yachid, so then one has to leave a certain area that is un-Erived so that one would be able to make sure that the concept of Eruv would not be forgotten, right? If the whole city is included in Eruv, everybody would just forget it and get confused with Rosh Hashanah. But the fact that we leave a certain area that is not included in the Eruv, that itself would remind us. There's a question that was asked yesterday that I did not get to answer, and that was, what about today? What about Bizman Hazeh? We all have Eruvs in all our communities, and, you know, there's... you know, there's no place that's specifically left outside the Erev. So, two ideas. Number one, the Aruch HaShulchan asks this question, as you would have suspected. Says the Aruch HaShulchan here in Shin Sadi Beis, which is the halachas where all of this is discussed. V'tamuhu rabim, d'lama ein anu noagid kein, v'anachnu ma'arvin ha'arim shalanu b'lishum shiur, v'denegad ha'mishnah, v'gemara v'chol ha'poskim. Right, where is the area that is left out in our communities? V'yesh b'shatireitz. So some answer, the Aruch HaShulchan here is quoting the Magen Avraham, the Anan Samchinon Apirish Rashi, Shapirish Yoshal Rabim Hainu Sheish Bashishim Ribo. So maybe it's 600,000, many places don't have 600,000, as we discussed yesterday, what the Machlokas is, what Rabim and Yachid means. V'yesh b'shakasat des Samchinon Amisha Sover, debate Einu Yehudi Nechshavim Kishir. Well, maybe the non-Jewish houses in the area. So, what does that mean? That you can't walk in there, that you don't walk in there on Shabbos, but you never walk in there anyway. V'li nira, says the Aruch HaShulchan, she'ein shum haschala l'kush yizu. No, the question doesn't even get off the ground. When do we require an area that is left out? That is by a walled city. By a walled city where the entire inside is going to be included in the Erev. So then, but in our cities, they're surrounded by strings. Well, you don't need any greater hecker than that. And if ever a string falls down, all of a sudden there's this emergency, and what's going to be, and the Erev's down. It's the greatest hecker in the world. Once you have Tzuras HaPesach surrounding, then the law was never instituted. It was only instituted in places where there were cities that were Mukafas Choma. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. Aval Barim Shalanu, Shein Mukafas Choma, V'asal Atalta Ba'ir, Elushanu Osin Osa, Kimukaf Al Yedei Tzurasei Psachim. Right, everybody gets right all these announcements. Imkin and lecha hacker gadol mizeh v'yakol roim atzuras haPesach shebechol kitzvos ha'ir v'shatekev achar atzuras haPesach asal lahotzi, and they know there's a limit. Where does the Erev go up to? So v'ein lecha hacker gadol mizeh. So that's why says the Aruch HaShulchan, we don't need it because this was all by cases where there was no other hacker. It's a walled city. The wall is always there. The wall's not there just for Shabbos. So what would remind me that, you know, there's Shabbos today? But if there are Tzuras HaPesach and there's strings and there's lechis and koras, so that itself is enough to remind me. That's one ha'ara. There's another interesting discussion in a sefer which we haven't done enough of. There's a three-volume set, Ir HaKodesh VaMikdash. It's the Kavod Yom Yerushalayim coming up. Ir HaKodesh VaMikdash by Rav Tukachinsky. So everything you want to know about Yerushalayim and Makom HaMikdash and all related issues. Meiser Sheni and Trumas Meiser. So he has a chapter in there, in the third volume, in Perachav Gimel, Eru V'Shituf B'Yerushalayim. Right, by making an Eru V'Shituf in Yerushalayim. So he talks about how, you know, it used to be that you didn't need anything. It was Del Salsos Neulos Balayla. Up until 1899, the whole old city was closed off, very little doors, and even the gates were small, so you didn't need anything. But since then, every couple of years, they have expanded. They've expanded, he talks about, in the first half of the 1900s, expanded the gates. The question is, that's a walled city. He doesn't quote the Aruch HaShulchan, but, you know, where this is a walled city area. So the question is, what do you do about the shiur? So he says, V'amer li yedidi harav agon Rav Gershon Lapidot, Zatzal, Sheshama mizikne yir. He heard from the elders from the early days of the Yishuv, right, the 1800s, Shenagu lasos ashir es makom hamikdash. The makom hamikdash is the shiur. Nobody carries it to the makom hamikdash on Shabbos. So he is bothered. Nobody carries it to the makom hamikdash on weekdays either. You know, how could that be a makom shiur? But the mahanu al zeh. All right, al kalpanim, asuli kanis, the makom hamikdash mashiru zeh. Vihine, ma she'ein zeh makom ro'i lahanachas eruv. The fact that you can't put your eruv in there, that's not a problem. You have other cases in the Gemara, putting it into a base habakar, v'chulu. But I don't understand, you know, how could you say it was left? So he goes through, there are different areas in near Harabayas where people used to go and they didn't go to on Shabbos. So he comes up with different, maybe you could throw into these areas, but you can't, you wouldn't throw into there on Shabbos. But he goes through where exactly was the shear in well, I guess once you're in the Mikdash, but that was not included in the Erev of the rest of the town. Right? So in the, that's what they, that's what he says in this article about the Erev and the Shitov within the walled city, within Ir HaAtikah of Yerushalayim, what they used to do. Okay, now it's included in the larger Erev of Yerushalayim. So now it's different matters. So maybe now you have the heter of the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, but that's an important Aruch HaShulchan to understand why we don't have it Bizman HaZeh. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Nun Tes Amid Beis, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Ba'ui minei Rav Ami Bar Ada Har Pena'a Meraba. Rav Ami asked the question. Sulam Mikat. So what did we, let's just review for a minute. So what did we say yesterday? We said if there is a city of a Rabim, became a city of a Yachid, so it still needs an area left out. City of a Yachid to a Rabim, it does not need, because people still think of it as a city of a Yachid. But we mentioned if you have Rishus Rabim going straight through the city, so then you have problems, because you have Rishus Rabim in the middle. We know you can't make an Erev in the surrounding it, which is a Rabin. We had 2 days in Rav Papa, 2 versions of Rav Papa. Okay, what if you want to split the city? What if you want to make 2 different Eruvs? So we said, maybe you could go widthwise and not lengthwise. Maybe you can't go either way. That's what we said. But we also mentioned that the street, the Rosh Hashanah straight through, is only if it goes all the way straight through. If it's open on both sides, if it's mefulash. But if it's closed up on one side, then that doesn't ruin the city. It doesn't ruin the area because it is only a three, it's only open on one side, and on a daraisa level, it is still a rishus hayachid. So what happens, yes, the Gemara now, if sulam mikan upesach mikan, mahu. What happens if the wall on the end, which is supposed to be the dead end, that's supposed to make this street into rishus hayachid, there's a ladder that's on the wall that would allow you to climb up. So it's not a wall that blocks. It is a dead end, but there's a ladder that you can climb over the wall. So does that make it as if it's open? That's the question. Does the ladder at the end of the wall make it as if it's open? It's open on 2 sides. Rosh Hashanah Rabim. What do we say? No. The wall is the wall, and the ladder is extra. You got to go over it. Okay. So that's his question. Sula mikan upesach mikan mahu. Omer le hachi amarav. Didn't Rav, Rav Nachman says, didn't Rav say this, Sulam Toras Pesach Alav? Didn't Rav say that a Sulam breaks down the wall? It's called the Pesach. And therefore, this would be an unerivable area. Because you view this as if it's open, Sulam is a Toras Pesach. So, answers the Gemara, no. Amar lehu Rav Nachman, lo tatzisu leh. Rav Nachman says, don't listen to this quote of what Rav said. I don't think that's what Rav said. Hachi Amar Rav Ada Amar Rav. This is what Rav said. Sulam Toras Pesach Alav, V'Toras Mechitza Alav. A Sulam gets both. What does that mean? You're always Mekel. Right? This is part of the principle we had earlier on Daf Mem Vav, that the Halacha is Kedivrei HaMekel Be'Avel and Be'Eruv. And you always be Mekel. So whatever you need to be Mekel, that's what you could treat the latter as. Toras Mechitza Alav Kidda Amran. It's called the Mechitza Kidda Amran. As we said, that you are able to ignore it and consider it a wall. Toras Pesach Alav Besulam. And Toras Pesach Alav Besulam. Where's the case of Lekula? Saying your ladder is considered an opening. Besulam should be shtei chatzeros. If you have 2 yards, we're going to get to Mesham later in the Masechta. If you have 2 yards next to each other, 2 chatzeros that have a wall in between, are they allowed to make an eruv if there's no entranceway between the 2 chatzeros? No, they have to make 2 separate eruvs. But if you have a door in between, so that you can make 1 eruv, you can make 2 eruvs. What if you have a ladder in between? So if you want, you can make 1 eruv. That's the kula. Ratzu echad ma'ariv, ratzu shnayim ma'arvin. If you want to make 1, you can make 2. Doesn't matter. So that is the halacha that Rav Nachman said In the name of Rav Ada Omar Rav. So we're Mekel across the board. Sula, by the way, is a hapax. It only appears once in the whole Tanakh, right? Parshas Vayetze, Sula Mutzav Arza. But here we're talking about Sulamus. Good. Ask the Ritva here, extreme problem that we got upset about, right? The first answer was that Hachi Amar Rav, Rav said Sulam Torah is Pesach Alav, Rav Nachman Amar Rav, and then we're about to, I'm sorry, I should have waited for a minute. Let's just do the next part of the Gemara and then we'll comment on the Ritva. The Gemara asks, Umi Amar Rav Nachman Hachi, did Rav Nachman really say this? That Torah is Pesach Alav and Torah is Mechitza Alav? The Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. But Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel just said the opposite. So the Ritva says, but we just quoted Rav Nachman Amar Rav. Why is this a problem and a stira to Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel? As the Ritva, right? He's quoting two different people. So the Ritva just notes, he wouldn't have gotten so upset in the earlier case if it was just a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Right? He says, Lo tatizo, don't listen to him! Sounds like he's very emotional. He's not just quoting another opinion. That emotion sounds like he doesn't think there's any machlokas here. That's why the Gemara is thinking, even though it's talking about two different people, talking about Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel and Rav Nachman Amar Rav, right, there were some that were Talmidim of both. Rav Yehuda the Amora was a Talmud of Rav and a Talmud of Shmuel also. So that's what the Ritva says. V'yavagav tekamaisa b'shem Rav Amra, v'yavamra b'shem Shmuel, lo nichal et lameymar, to Shmuel he depalagad the Rav. We'd rather not say it's a machlokas. Why? Because he uses the lashon of lo litzu alei. Davadai, ilukoi Shmuel, karav baravua, lo havi lo rachman lo mar lo tatzisu alei. He wouldn't have used such strong language. Okay, so what's the stira? V'ha'am amir of Nachman Hachi, v'yamir of Nachman Amar Shmuel, anshe chatzer v'anshe mirpeses, sheshachichu. New case, haven't had before. You have people in a yard, and then you have people who, it's a two-story house, two-story apartment, and there are people who live downstairs, and their houses open directly into the yard, and then there are people on a mirpeset. They open up onto their porch, and that porch goes down, has steps, possibly, or ladders, down into the yard. So the yard is used by both. That's the case. Anshei chatzer v'anshei mirpeses. Sheshachachu v'lo erevus. The best thing that could have happened is that they would have been an erev amongst each other. Just like you have five houses going into a chatzer. So they could have made an erev, but they didn't. What if they made they didn't make an erev amongst each other? So the question is, does the b'nei mirpeset, the fact that the people upstairs have the right to walk through the chatzer, and they didn't make an Eruv with the downstairs people, does that ruin the downstairs Eruv? And therefore, we would say, it's also to carry from the downstairs people's houses into the chatzer. Did they ruin it? Did they make an Eruv? So, it depends, like we said yesterday, im yesh lefneihem daka arba'a, if they made a daka. Remember we had daka yesterday. A little small structure in front of their entrance going up to the merpeses. They made this structure, which basically is a maisa that's megala their das, that reveals their mind, that they are ready to be mesalik themselves. They're removing themselves from being part of the chatzer. So they ain't oseres. Then they don't aser. V'im lav oseres. But if not, they do aser. So what do you see from here? How do you get down from the merpeset? Some of there's a ladder there, getting down from the merpeset to the chatzer. But I thought, whenever there's a ladder, you're always mekel. Toras mechitza and toras chatzer and toras pesach. So here it's a chumrah. Why don't we say the ladder is considered as if it's not there? It's as if there's a mechitza and the people upstairs don't aser at all. Even if there is no little structure, even if there is no daka. That's the problem. Are we always mekel? You see from here that we're using it as a chumrah. So answers the Gemara, hach v'mayaskinan. Bidalo gavoha mirpeses asara. No, forget the ladder here. That's not the reason that the upstairs people are asering on the downstairs people. The reason is that the upstairs mirpeset is less than 10 tfachim off the ground. So it's already within the airspace of the downstairs. So forget the ladder. You can just jump up. Just jump up and get there. That's why they aser. It's considered one big happy family. Even if without the ladder, they are very low down, and therefore, that's why it asers. So it says the Gemara, v'lo gavoa, if it's not high, ten tvachim, mirpeses asara, ki kavid daka mayave. So if it's so low down, it's that even if you make this little structure, it shouldn't help to be mafsik. The whole mirpeset is very low within the airspace of the downstairs. So how does the daka help? Right, the Brisa said that if they built this little structure that is megala, that reveals their das, that they're separating. So the Gemara says, b'megufefes ad eser amos. The case is that you're right, it's within 10 tefachim off the ground, but there is a wall on the merpeset that goes all the way around and does not leave an opening. It's not like an open merpeset. There's a less than 10 amma opening, meaning there's no pirtza. It's a less than 10 amma, a little doorway. Not little, but less than 10 amos wide doorway on the merpeset. The rest of the area on the porch is enclosed. So that's the reason we say, Dekivan to Avidaka. So that's why, if it's a Pesach, it's a door. It's not a pirtza, it's not more than 10 amos. If it was a pirtza, more than 10 amos, then you had problems. But if it's less than 10 amos, so it's a doorway, and now you put something in front of the doorway, even though it's a very low merpeset, it's good enough. Istaluke istalak le mehacha. We could view as if the anshi merpeset have removed themselves from the chatzer area, and therefore it wouldn't aser. So again, the important point for us is that nothing to do with the ladder. The ladder is not the reason why it's asering here. Right, we're trying to say, Sulam, Taurus, Mechiz, Taurus, Pesach, that's true. But the reason here that it would be a problem is because the whole porch is very low. It's less than 10 tefachim off the ground. But you still would be able to matir it, to be remove them with this little daka, because the entire rest of the area is enclosed with a wall. There's a less than 10 amas wide wall. Good. Two ha'aris. One, Sas Emes has the Shiloh. He just wonders, doesn't really, he's noted to one side, but he says, we say, Sulam, you can be Mekel, Taras Mechitza, Taras Pesach. Are you allowed to be Mekel in the same case going in opposite directions? What if you have our case with the ear of the Ravim and it's a dead end street and you have a Sulam at the end? But what if that Sulam, that wall with the Sulam on it is a wall between two Chatzeros? So you want to use the wall and disregard the Sulam to make it enclosed so that it's not called the Rosh Hashanah, but you also want to make an Erev between two Chaseros and viewing this wall as if the ladder is a Pesach. So yes, that's Suffolk. Are you allowed to, okay, this is all in the world of the Rabbanans. So are you allowed to be Mekel in going in both directions in the same case? That's his Shiloh. Yesh la'ayinim name a base kulos gamkein. Ir shel rabim, b'zarecha yisulam la'ir, and there's a chatzar on the other side. So he's noted to say you can, that it would be okay to be mekel both directions, because it's all derabanan, it's not a tarch of the sasri on a daraisa level, but that is his interesting question. Number one, the Sfas Emes. Number two, the other point to mention, we have 2 minutes to mention it, and that is, here we're talking about cases of siluk. Where do we say that halacha could view you as if you have removed yourself? That concept of siluk is quoted in many other contexts as well. When is it considered that a person or a group of people have removed themselves and therefore some halachic mechanism has kicked in? We've discussed this in the past, just to mention two of them, two similar cases. That is, one is mechila. Mechila, how does mechila work? You owe me $100 shekel, $100. Depending where you're listening, right? You owe me 100, and I say, don't worry about it. I'm mochelit. Halachically, what happened? What happened when I was mochelit? Is the money already earmarked for me? It's already as if it's mine. And therefore, when I'm mochelit, I am being makne it back to you. Is that what's going on by mechila? It's a hakna'a. It is an acquisition. It's as if I have the money that you owe me. It's meshubit to me. I have the money and I'm being makne back to you. Is that what's happening? Or do I say, no, that's not what's happening. I don't have the money yet. You owe me the money. But all I'm doing by being mochel is being misalik myself. There's that lashon of siluk. I'm removing myself. I have a chiv on you. I remove myself. Memela, the money stays by you. There's no hakna here. There's no kinyan. It's just, I remove myself from the situation. I halakhically have that power. This is the question of the Machane Ephraim. Machane Ephraim, one of the early Achronim, 1500s, he says in Hilchas Zechiyah Mihefker, Simen Yud Aleph, his question is, could you be Mochel Balkarcha? Comes up sometimes, right? Somebody owes me money, and I say, don't worry about it. They say, no, right? I'm paying you. I say, no, I don't want the money. Keep it. No, I'm paying you. I say, tough, I'm being Mochel. Does mechila bal karcha work? It comes up. You have two friends. One doesn't want to take the other one's money. So if the person says, I don't want to take it. What if he says, no, I don't want to accept your mechila. So is he forced to accept mechila or not? So that's the Machane Ephraim Safik. He says, if it's a Hakna'ah, it's a, I'm being Machane to you, there's no Kinyan Bal Karcha. You can't be Machane to Bal Karcha. I don't want it, I don't want it. But if I'm just removing myself, there's nothing you can do about it. I'm removing myself from the situation. I'm misalik myself. Siluk. So then Mimela, I disappear. So therefore, you have no person to pay the money back to. That's the question of the Machane Ephraim and his Nafkamina. The Stipler quotes this Machane Ephraim in the beginning of Sanhedrin, and he has another couple of Nafkaminas. Can you be mochel to a katan? If a katan owes you money, does Mechila the katan work? So, does a kinyan to a katan work? That's not so clear. There's a kinyan. So some rishonim say a kinyan to a katan does work, but other rishonim say not. But if to remove myself, some mamela lachor, that should work. Because I'm removing myself, then the mamela of the katan keeps the money that he has. Another example, again, the language of the stipler, e inyano siluk vafkaz zechu yosav, kidugmat, we'll get back to Hefker, o sheinyin hakna, shemakne la nitva, mashi ishlova, benafkamina, mechilo la katan, number two, mechilo bal karcha shalove, number three, can you be chozer botoka de dibur, is it a real kinyan? So he goes through all of these afkaminas. And then at the end, the stipler says, but I think there's a third possibility also. Not just kinyan, hakna versus siluk. I think there's a third way of looking at mechila, and that is ki'ilu hiskabalti. That's the language of some rishonim in Maseches Ksubis. You owe me 100, I'm mochel. What does that mean? It's as if I got it. Ki'ilu hiskabalti. Why do you have to say that? Because he says there are some cases that these mechila or hakna doesn't work. So for example, if somebody owes me a shvua, let's say I have an eid echad, and that says that you owe me money. So one aid doesn't make you pay me, makes you swear. And then all of a sudden I say, you know what, I'm mochel, don't worry about it. So what was that? How does that mechila work? So you're not being mocking him anything, right? You're not being mesalik yourself, it's his chi of shvua. So says the stipler, there's a third approach. It's as if I got what you owe me. Ki'ilu hiskabalti. So that's the work by shvua. It's as if you swore to me. I accept as if you swore to me. V'nira d'yesh b'mechila inyin shlishi, d'mechila kipira'on, uba mechila shvua habalekilu nishbalo, midin arelu kinu is kabalti. And that's what he says from another context as well. There's a Rashba in Maseches Ksubis, that mechila only works by tznai sheb mamon, not tznai in other contexts. So again, if you want to limit it to dini mamonis, so it works beautifully. Only by mamon you can say kilu is kabalti. But that is a third idea. Why are we talking about this here? Because this is one of the contexts where we have the concept of siluk. Like we have siluk in terms of the anshei mirpeset removing themselves. So too, you know, we have a bal chov removing himself to say that there is no chiyuv. One. The other context, which is a similar context, is hefker. We spoke about this a couple of days ago. How does hefker work? If I'm mafkir something, again, is that a hakna'a? I'm being makna it to whoever picks it up in the future. And maybe it's even considered as if I gave it to them when they pick it up. What do I say? No, come on. You're not being makna it to anybody. Maybe being makna it to the world, right? But what many Rishonim say, or the roots are in the Rishonim, the Achronim flesh it out, is that Hefker is a siluk. Hefker is also just a removing of myself, the Bailus. And the Ksos very much like this, because the Ksos likes the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam's Lashon is, in Hilchas Nedarim, a very problematic Lashon, but a very interesting Lashon. The Rambam says, Hefker, afa pi she'eino neder, hareyu kimo neder. That's the language of the Rambam. Even though Hefker is not a neder, it's not a promise, it's like a neder, that you can't be chozer bo from it. So the Rambam links, on the one hand, Hefker to neder, but he contrasts it. Even though it's not exactly a neder, it's like a neder. Right? So what does that mean? So the Ksos jumps on this Rambam and he says, oh, this is what I think. You know what Hefker is? Hefker, it's still in your Rishus. It's just that you now have given the rights for anybody else to come and take it. If you put something in the middle of the street, it's still yours. That's what the Rambam is saying, says the Ksos. But people could pick it up. Right? Other Achronim are not so convinced that's what the Rambam really means. It's not really neder. He's using a neder as a mashal, you know, just as something as you accept upon yourself. Maybe a siluk type of approach, but not really exactly a neder. But if this is a big discussion in Hefker, the Primoshe, in Simon Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, in his Sefer on Kinyanim, discusses this at length. By Bedikas Chametz. Good. By Bedikas Chametz. So we, according to the Rishonim, that say, well, we're talking about Bittel Chametz. So Bittel is a Shaila. What is Bittel? Some say Bittel is, Rashi says Bittel is expressing that this is meaningless to you like dirt. So according to Rashi, you don't have to talk about it. But Tosfos says Bittel is Hefker. So if Bittel is Hefker, you have to figure out how that prevents Bali Rabbi Masi on a Daraisa level. If it's still mine, but it really doesn't work. Exactly. So you can't say, according to Bali Atosfos, you wouldn't be able to say that Hefker is just an allowance for someone else to take it. You wouldn't be able to say that. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says, so those are two cases where we have Siluk, similar to what we have here. So now we continue. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. We just mentioned that Rav Yehuda is a Talmud of both, Rav and Shmuel. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kosel Sharitzba Besulamos. What if you have a wall that you covered from side to side? The entire wall is ladders. Is these ladders on the wall? So does that ruin the status of the wall? The entire wall is ladders. Afilu b'yeser me'yeser. Even if it's all the way across, Torah's mechitza olav. Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel says, it's called a mechitza. So mechitza, even though you have ladders across. Rami le Rav Bruno le Rav Yehuda b'matzar to debay Rav Chanina. So he asked the question in the press of Rav Chanina. Miyamar Shmuel Torah's mechitza alav. Does Shmuel really say that? You disregard the ladders and you just say it's Torah's mechitza. V'yamar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. But Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel. Anch our case. Anch Yimer passes Anch Yichatzer Sheshachachu V'lo Irvu. If you have the people upstairs, the people downstairs that forgot to make an air between them, and there's a ladder, that's what we assume. How do you get down? Im Yesh Lufanel Dakar Ba Eino Azeres V'im Lavo Seres. So you see, it depends if they made this little structure. But what do you see? A ladder ruins it. A ladder is called a Pesach. So how could Shmuel say earlier by the Kosel Sharitzba Besulamos, that a ladder is disregarded? So Hachamai Askina, no. De Lo Gavoa, same answer we gave before. De Lo Gavoa Merpeses Asara. The case where the Ashi Merpeses Aser, this ladder case, this latter with a T, is a case where the ladder with a D is not significant. Right? It's just an issue that it's so low. De Lo Gavoa Merpeses Asara, ki yave daka mai haves, that is the daka help. Same thing, Bimuku Fefes Ad Eser Amos. It is enclosed with a wall up until 10 Amos, Tekiva David, Daka is Taluki is Talib Mehacha. Fine, same answer as we gave before, but beforehand it was a discussion within Rav, and here it's a discussion within Shmuel. Period. Third line. Third wide line. Hanu b'nei kakunoi. The Asalakam of Yosef. People of a certain city that came to Rav Yosef. Amrule, Havlon Gavra, Delar of Lon Masin. They went to Rav Yosef and said, you know, could you please give us a reliable person to make an error for our city. Right? Please, give us somebody reliable, somebody that there won't be problems with. Amar Leila Abaya, so Rav Yosef says to his Talmud Abaya, Zil Arivo, go do it for them. Go to their city, go to Kakunai, make an Erev, V'chazi, but make sure, Delo Mitzavcha Allah B'mei Medrusha. Don't do anything that people are going to scream at us from the base Medrush. Meaning, make sure you do it properly. I don't need any bad press. I don't want the newspapers to be talking about our mistakes. So make sure you do it properly. As we'll see, Rashi says a little later, no unneeded chumras. That's what the maskana is going to be. No unneeded chumras. Just do what you got to do. Okay? So Azal, so Abaya goes, Chaza lahanu bati depsichi lenara. He saw the whole city, and he saw there were certain houses that only were open to the riverbed. Right, they had walls between their yards and the rest of the city. They were open only to the water. Everything on the following four lines, says the Meiri, is the thought process of Abaya. He didn't actually do anything. This is his decision. And this is why Rav Yosef told him to be careful, because, you know, there's a couple of issues involved. So he sees these houses. So he says to himself, Hani Levi Shir Lamasa, okay, good. Those houses could be the shiur. I'll make an eruv in the entire area, excluding those houses, and that'll be the fulfillment of the Mishnah. Right? Those houses will be left out. But then he says to himself, no, I don't think that could be. Hadar Amar, Ein Ma'arvin is kula tonight. No. One second. The Mishnah said that we can't make an eruv. You have to leave some out. Leave some out, Michlal implies, Di'iba'i, if I wanted to, Li'aruvi Matzi Ma'arvi. Right? Leave some out means I could have been Ma'arv the whole city. And I have to leave some out on purpose. And these are already left out automatically. Right? There's a wall in between. So it can't be I can leave those out. Oh!
I have an idea, says Abaya. Ela Evelu Kave. I'll make big windows in the walls in the back of these houses. Di boy liaruve, there are chalonis mati marvi. So in that way, that gets these houses back into the city. They have the windows. They could make an Erev if they want, but I'll leave it out. This will be the shiur. So Hadamar, then he said, no, lo boy. No, I can't do that. Right, that won't work either. Why? To Haraba Baravua, we had this line already. Ma'ariv lulakula mechuza, asir yasa. Rabba Baravua made an Erev for the entire city of where he was making an Erev, lakula mechuza, for the whole city, but he made it neighborhood by neighborhood. He didn't make it one big Erev. Why? Mishum peira de beture. Because he had these huge ditches which held the animal fodder in between the areas of the city. And that was mafsik. That was mafsik. So you can't make one big Erev. De kol chad v'chad havishir l'chavre. And each one there would be, he made an Erev for the entire city. But because they couldn't go to each other, each one was considered a shiur for its neighboring neighborhood. And he didn't allow them to make an Erev between themselves. So here too, I don't know if this is good enough, says Abaya. So then he says, 1 minute, hadam or lo dami. Then he says, no, wait a minute. You can't compare the cases. Hasam over there. Hasam iboy la aruvi derech gagos. Vahan, right? They could have made an Erev on the roofs. The roofs, even though on the floor you had the huge ditches, but there they were still connected. I didn't leave anything else out because they could have made an Erev derech gagos on the roofs. Vahani lo ma'arvi. But these houses that I have here, they can't do that because they're totally enclosed. Hilgon evid nevdin kavi. You know what? I want to make the windows. That's the only way to get these people to be able to make an Erev, and then I'll leave them out. But then he finally says, he comes to the Maskana, Hadar Amar, this is all Abaya. How do we know this? Abaya must have said it over to somebody, right? Says the Gemara, Kavinami Lobai, no windows are needed. Why? Tiahu Beitivna, Tahavi Lilamar Bar, Pupi Dasa, Mi Pumpadisa, right? There was a certain storage house that this person had, the Shaviu Ashiela Pupadisa, and they allowed this big storage area to be the Shiur. That's all that was needed, meaning you don't need some place residential in order to be considered the Shiur. So Lamaskana, he did not make anybody break their walls and make windows. And Amar, he says, oh, Hainu de Amar Limar, that's what my Rebbe, Rav Yossi, must have meant, Chazi de Lamasafchas Alebime Medrusha. Don't make anybody scream you in the base medrash. Meaning, if I would have made them break their walls and put windows, and it was unneeded, it would have been an unneeded chumrah, and they would have screamed at me. Look at the third tosas. Shem haya maskikam la'asos kavi alchinam hayusosur esbatayan. They would have been very upset to make these extra windows, and that's why it was, he had to be careful. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. The Shulchan Aruch quotes l'maskana. The Chazon Ish says maybe we shouldn't be so mekel, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes l'maskana that you need very little. Habatim sheminichan osam shiur, the house that you would leave over. Afal pi she'enem psuchim la'ir, ela achorim la'ir upneim lachutz, even though their backs are to the city. V'afilu hu beis bakar, o beis hateven, she'enem srichim la'arev, osam osam shiur ma'arven es ashar. It's good enough. Even if there's some place that you can't go or doesn't, you know, make an Erev with that place anyway, it's still good enough. That's what the Erev Kodesh HaMikdash was talking about Harabayas. Even if you never go there anyway, during the week, it could be that that area of Makam HaMikdash could have been used as the Shiur. Good. We continue. Ela imkein, asalak, chutzalak, yer chadasha. But the Mishnah's deis are that you have to leave a city, like an area that has the size of yer chadasha. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, yer achas haisa b'Yehuda, v'chadasha shma, v'hayuba nun diurim. There were 50 residents. Anashim and Anashim etaf, uba hayu misha'arim chachamim, v'hi aisa shiur. That's what the chachamim picked. That size city of chadasha, that has to be the shiur. Ibailuhu, chadasha mahu. What about Chadasha itself? So the Gemara says, what's the question? Chadasha? What, does Chadasha need a shiur? Is that what you're asking? So that's the Gemara, what's the problem? Chadasha, ki hechi di'ihi havi shiur l'gedola, gedola nami havi shiur l'ketana. What do you mean? Chadasha acts as the shiur, as the part left out from the big city that it's attached to, so the big city that it's attached to acts as a shiur to it. Right? They're both excluded from each other. So what's the question? So Ela Ke'en Chadasha Mahu. Our question is Ke'en Chadasha. If you have a city, this a small size city, the size of Chadasha by itself, not near another city, do they need an area left out? That's the question. Chadasha, we know. We're not asking about Chadasha. We're asking about the city the size of Chadasha Mahu. So Rav Huna Rav Yehuda, Chanam or Bayishir, Vachanam or Lo Bayishir. So Machlokes, if you have a very small city, whether you need an area that is left out. Good. Period. Rav Shimon Omer Gimel Chater Zechulu. So the Mishnah quoted two different opinions. The Tanakam and Rav Shimon. How big of a shear do you have to leave? Amr Chama Bar Guri Yama Rav Halacha Rav Shimon. That is the one with three chateros, the two houses in each one. Rav Yitzchak Amar Afilu Bayis Echad V'Chater Achas. Even one house and one yard. Chater Achas Akadaylov, just a yard? How does that work? Ela Ema Bayis Echad B'Chater Achas. One house in one yard. That's all you need. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, Amalei Abayla Rabbi Yosef, Hada Rabbi Yitzchak, Gemara or Svara? Is what Rabbi Yitzchak said, did he have a Misora about it? Gemara, did he have a Misora about it? Or is it just based on pure logic? What is it? Tosva said, did he have a Kabbalah from a certain, any Tana out there, that this is a third opinion? Or not? So Amalei, my Nafka Lanmina. Rabbi Yosef says, what difference does it make to you? What difference is? He said it. Amar Lei, Gemara, Zemarta Tehei. Should my learning just be like a song without any understanding? Meaning, I want to understand it. I want to know the answer to this question. So that's why, give me an answer. The Gemara does not answer the question. But the Gemara does say that Abaya wanted to understand it. Two important discussions. Number one, the riff here on this Gemara, Paskins like Rabbi Yitzchak. Like Rabbi Yitzchak. And the Rush says, like Rabbi Yitzchak, doesn't it sound like in the Gemara that he's an Amora? The Gemara says, does he have a Mesora about this? Does he have a Svara? So the Rush says that it must be, the Rush right here says, it must be that the Rif understands our Gemara, that Rabbi Yitzchak is a Tana. That's what the Rush says about the Rif. Pasuk Rav Afes Vilchzak Rabbi Yitzchak V'teima Heich Yachluk Amora Al Tanoi V'nira Li Shrav Afes Sover D'Rabbi Yitzchak Hutana U'Braisa Hi V'Halacha K'Dibriya Meiko Ba'Avel Be'Eruv. That's what it must be. Ba'Avel also. That's the Rush. This is why last night's Daf Be'Iyun Shir that we had, it should be up already, was the issue of the stages of the Mesorah. About Tanoim, Amoram arguing on Tanoim, Rishonim arguing on Amoraim. That was yesterday's Gemara Shir, last night's Gemara Shir. Hopefully it should be up, but based on this Rush and Riff right here, so everything that we discussed up till then was the Stimas HaMishnah. Was that an important stage? We mentioned the Achronim that relate to the Gemara about the world being 6,000 years long, and the year 4,000 was just about the time that Rav Yehuda HaNasi wrote the Mishnah. Again, fascinating discussions that some of the Mefarshim bring up. That was in the Shir, hopefully in the Daf Be'Iyun Shir, stages of the Mesorah. The other point just to mention, I mentioned this actually in Shul last Shabbos, but there's a source that just to come to the Daf of today. For this source, Dayenu. But first, the question is Havana a requirement for Talmud Torah? Abaya said, I just want to understand it. I don't want it to be like a song that I sing. So I want to understand it. So do you have to understand? So the Magen Avram says in Simin Nun, in Aruch Chaim, the Shulchan Aruch there says that we have a minog of saying Ezeu Makoman. Zeu Makoman every morning. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Nun. Why? So that we can be zochet to learn Torah every day. We have, right, we have Psukim, Yivrech Hashem, Yishmerecha, then we have Zeu Makoman, which is Mishnayis, and then we have Rabbi Shmuel, which is a Braisa, which is considered Gemara. Says the Magen Avram, this only applies in those days when they understood it all. But nowadays, we don't understand it. If you don't understand it, it's not Nechshav Limud, says the Magen Avram. And therefore, there's no point in saying it. That's the Magen Avram. So if you just take that Magen Avram, if you don't understand that it's not called, you don't get Schar for Talmud Torah. But it's not so clear. There are many other sources. There's a Maharil that says, and a Shlo HaKadosh, that even if one doesn't understand, it's the Hagayah Levad, the Yakriya. Just enunciating it, just saying it is valuable. Obviously, understanding is worth more. But just saying it is valuable as well. What's quoted by many is the distinction, I'll read it to you from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, who writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Perek Beis, Simen Yud Gimel, there's a chiluk between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav has inherent value, and even if I don't understand it, I get schar for reading Torah Shebichsav. Aval Torah Shebal Peh, im eino mevin hapirush, eino nechshav limud klau. That is quoting the Magen Avraham. V'yavol pi kein, and even so though, you should do it. Maybe it's not called Talmud Torah, but it's not, I wouldn't call it Bittul Torah. I don't know if it's full Talmud Torah, but it's a good thing to do. Yeshlo, because the only way to get the Havana is to start doing it the first time without Havana. So Yeshlo Adam Lasok B'chol HaTorah, Gam Adverb Shalom Yichol HaHavin, Ulo Asid Lavo, Yizke LaHavin Lahasik Kol HaTorah, Sha'asik B'Bolam HaZeh, V'lo Yisiga B'Kotzer Daito. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which is quoted, this is in other sources, every Sefer that we open up in Olam HaZeh will be open up to us in Olam HaBa. If I never open up a Mesechus Krisus in Olam HaZeh, then I won't be able to go to the Krisus Shia that Avraham Avinu is going to give in Olam HaBa. Even if I don't understand it, but as long as I open the Sefer, that's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav here quotes. If I opened up the Sefer here, then in Olam HaBa, it would be open to me. So that's one little discussion of Havana. The related to this, not exactly, but that's a great source, but related to that is the Tiferes Yisrael. I don't think I've ever mentioned this Tiferes Yisrael before. Tiferes Yisrael says, what this Lashon of Gemara is Marta Tehei, right, it should be a song. There are sources, the Tosfos at the end of Mesechus Megillah says, though, that learning should be with a song. Learning should be with a nigger, not to disturb other people, but as a reflection of simcha. We should learn with a tune. We should learn with a tune. So, Tiferes Yisrael in Mesechus Arachin, Perek Dalet, he says, how do you know? And where do you see that this is, that Tosfos and Megillah that says, and the Gemara there says, you should learn with a tune? So he quotes in the Hikshu Tosfos. The Gemara there talks about Hesed Yad. It says, it uses an extra lashon in the Mishnah there in the fourth paragraph in Arachin. And the Mefarshim are bothered. Why do they use extra words and change the words? Says the Tiferes Yisrael. I'll ask you another question first. Chisurei Mechser, the Gemara says all the time. The Mishnah's mit v'chachi, chisurei mechser v'achitani. So why didn't the Gemara just change the language of the Mishnah? If it's chisurei mechser and we're missing some words, why didn't we put those words into the Mishnah? We have to wait for the Gemara to tell us. So the Mishnah's wrong. So why do we have Chisurei Mechsera? He says, B'chol Duchta. He says, Imkein Lamalo Higio Mishnah. Why didn't they edit the Mishnah? So he says, Lule Demistafin. If I wouldn't be scared, I'd say the following. Tosas at the end of Megillah Daf Lamed Bey says, you have to learn with the Zimra. He says, and the Gemara says in a few places, Gemara Samarta Tehei. That has to be with a song. Shaha Yulahan Zmiros Miuchadin L'chol Mishnu Mishnah. There were special tunes for every Masechta and for every Mishnah, says the Tiferes Yisrael. Ulafiyani Yadaiti, why'd they do that? Because they wanted to remember it. Rav Yehuda Nasi, they wanted to remember. L'chazeka Mishnah b'koach hazikaron. Midahayu shonin ha-mishnayis ba'peh. Right, whenever there's something in a song, right, if any psukim, why do we know certain psukim by heart? Because there is a song about them. So if there's a song about them, I learn it by heart. So they had all of Shas by heart singing, and that's why a Tana would use this word and not that word. Most of the time you can figure out a substantive reason why the words were changed. But sometimes not. Why? Because it fits into the rhyme. It fits into the stanza, says the Tiferes Yisrael. And that's why, even if it's Chisurei Mechsera, you didn't change it. Because that would mess up the whole song and the way that they could remember it. V'shamarzeh, and remember this, even though most time there are pearls and gems in the difference in wording that the Mishnah used, al kalpanim b'makim shelo yadanu tamacher. But if you come up to a dead end, you can't figure out why the Mishnah used this word and not that word and why it changed it. You should know this is the reason. Shehu gamkein amiti ba'atzmo. This is also a true idea that you should be aware of. Okay. We go weiter. There's more here, but we have to continue. Me, Shahaya Bamizrach Va'amr Lamo. So now we're back to Eruv Tchumen. Remember we said yesterday, for some reason we have this one Mishnah about Eruv HaChatzero stuck in here. Now we get back to the topic of these three prakim, third, fourth, and fifth, Eruv Tchumen. Mishaya Bamizrach Va'amr Lamo Arev Liba Mayrev. If somebody's on the east side of town, he's in a yard on the east side of town, and he tells his son, could you please make me an Eruv on the west side of town? Bamayrev Va'amr Lamo Arev Liba Mizrach. So, and he did it. So, im yesh heimenu ula beiso alpayim ama, ula eruvo yoser mikan. So, if his son sets it, but when Shabbos started, he's within 2,000 amos of his house, but he's not within 2,000 amos of where the eruv was, he was stuck outside of town on the opposite direction, so then, mutter lebeiso, he's allowed to consider his house his makom shvisa, and he has 2,000 amos using his house, va'asar le'eruvo. But you can't, he can't use his eruv, because his eruv is too far away when Shabbos started. Le'eruvo, pa'imamo, le'beso, yesemikan. But if he's within 2,000 amos of his eruv, and not to his house, the Gemara will figure out how that is. Asar le'beso, va'asar le'eruvo. I mean, it's the rule. Whenever you're within 2,000 amos of when Shabbos starts, so that's your makom shvisa. Period. If you put your Arab within the Ebor, within the 70 Amos outside the city, loss of a club, you didn't do anything. Because Arab, he says, we've already said, starts from outside that spot. So it's as if you put your Arab inside your city. You didn't accomplish anything. Nasnu chutz le'tchum. If you put your Arab outside the tchum, afilu ama achas, even one ama out, mashinisker humafsid. If you go out, if you put it out one ama to the east, so you only have 1199 to the west. Right, that's the rule that we think the Mishnah means. That's all. Whatever you gain in one direction, you lose in the other direction. So kasaka daitach. Lemizrach, lemizrach, beso, lemayrav, lemayrav, beso. So we assume, as we thought, that a person was on the east side of his town, the house was in his town, and the Erev was on the west side of his town. So the Gemara says, what's the case then? I understand how you could have the mitzius of he's within 2,000 amos of his house. The Erev is further down. Everything is in one line, going from east to west. Him, his house, his Erev. Ela himenu ule eruvo alpayim ama ule beso yeser mikan heichim ishkachas la. But if he's on the east, his eruv's on the west, how could he be closer to his eruv than he is to his house? So two answers. Answer number one: Amar Reb Yitzchak mi savris lemizrach lemizrach beso lemayrav lemayrav beso. Who says we're talking about east and west of his house? No. Lo, lemizrach lemizrach bino lemayrav lemayrav bino. It means a father and son are next to each other. And he's giving him directions. And one time he's on one side of his son, one time he's on the other side of his son. But either way, the Erev could be closer than his house. That's one answer. Rava Barav Shela Amar No, Afilu Tema Lemizrach, Lemizrach Beso, Lemayrav Lemayrav Beso. Even if it's exactly what we thought. Kigon Tekoi Beise Balach Sunya. There's a triangle here. Meaning, he is vertically, horizontally he's right across from his house. But his Erev is more north or more south of his line. And he's closer to the Erev. You could be closer to that place, even if you're both outside the tzchum. Good. Little more. Hanosan eruv b'soche bura. If a person puts their eruv within the ebur of the city, and then, so then you did nothing. If you put it outside the tzchum, then you what you gain, you lose. Schutz l'chum salka daitoch? What do you mean outside the tzchum? Well, you can't even get to it? You should have nothing if you put it outside your tzchum. If you put your eruv out further than 2,000 amos outside your city, it's worthless. Elayim achus liibura. What we meant to say is outside the ibur of the city. So then you get what you gain, you lose. So mashenisker umafsid. So it says the Gemara. One second. Mashenisker v'sulo. If you only put your eruv one ama in one direction, all you lose is one ama in the other direction. But Vatanya, didn't we learn hanosin es eruva b'toch ibur shalir lo asav lo klum? If you put it within the ibur, then nothing is accomplished. Nasno chutz libur shalir afilu ama achas. But if you put your eruv outside mistaker osa ama, you gain one ama in that direction. Umafsid es kol, meaning now you can go 2,001 amos in that direction. Umafsid es kolir kula mibnei midas ir ola lo b'midas hatchum. But now you lose the whole city. You cannot consider the whole city for Amos anymore. You don't just lose one Amma. You lose the whole city. Isn't that true? So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Lo kasha. And this is what we've said before, but now the Gemara is explaining it. Kancha kolsa midaso b'chatzi ha'ir. Kancha kolsa midaso b'sof ha'ir. When are you allowed to consider your city as four Amos? And you get to say that outside your city you have 2,000 Amos. That's one of two ways. If you are being shovis in your city, then your city is 2,000, you have 2,000 amos outside of your city. Number two, if your Erev, let's say you have a makom shvisa outside the city, but the entire city is within your 2,000 amos, then also you're allowed to consider the entire city only four amos. Those are cases. But if you're outside a city, let's say you're in the middle of a desert, and your top 2,000 amos ends in the middle of a city, that's all you got. You can't go within the whole city. Just because you get, or if you happen to be in the city when Shabbos started, then you got stuck, you went outside because you had doing a mitzvah, so then you're able to go into the whole city as well. But in a regular case, if I'm outside a city and my tchum ends in the middle of a city, that's all I could go. So says the Gemara, that's what's going on here. If you go outside a city and your tchum ends inside the city, that's it. When do you consider the city only for Amos? That's if your tchum, the whole, the city is included within, the entire city is included within your 2,000 Amos. Ukid Rav Yidi, Damar Rav Yidi, Amar Rav Shimon Levi. Like Rav Yidi said, Haya modeid uba v'kalsa midaso b'chatzi ha'ir, ein lo l'chatzi ha'ir. If your tchum ends in the middle of the city, that's it. Kalsa midaso b'sof ha'ir. If it ends at the after the city, nasas lo ha'ir kula kedal ramas umashlimin lo asashar. Period. So that's an important yisod. Right, we discussed, came up earlier a couple of times. The city is only called four amos to you in one of three cases. To summarize, number one, if your makom shvisa is in the city when Shabbos starts. Number two, if the entire city is within your tchum of 2,000 amos. Number three, if you were deposited in the city sometime on Shabbos. One of those three cases, then you're allowed to consider the city with all four amos. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, the daf inshir should be up. And again, we thank you for those who have been joining us and partnering with us online. Feel free, those who haven't joined yet, if you want to partner with us in building our Mikdash Ma'at here in Eretz Yisrael, nofeyashemesh.com, nofeyashemesh.org, as we're getting into the next stages of our building project. Thank you very much.